You could call it a Kremlin shuffle. Russian President Vladimir Putin has just replaced one of his top aides. Sergei Ivanov is out as the Kremlin's chief of staff. Question is, did Putin fire his longtime ally? We often turn to reporter Charles Maines in Moscow to interpret Russian politics for us. Charles, what's going on?
Well, maybe even before we get to that, we should start with the version of what no one really believes happened, which was the story that was given today. That was that Mr. Ivanov requested his own dismissal, that he'd promised Vladimir Putin that he would work for 4 years at the chief of staff job, and that he'd suggested his replacement, who was also present at today's press conference, is his handpicked choice to serve in his place.
Let's listen into this clip of Putin speaking with Ivanov and his replacement, Anton Vaina.
Успехов на новом участке, на работе. Надеюсь, что вы будете работать эффективно, профессионально.
Here is Putin basically congratulating the replacement for Ivanov. This is Anton Vaina with success in the new job. This is one of these sort of awkward staged Kremlin announcements. It's three men behind a table as the cameras film. Putin essentially is thanking his friend for years of service and does him the favor of giving his walking papers, saying that Ivanov requested it, which is, again, hard to believe.
How do you read this? What is Putin doing?
First of all, you have to say that nobody really knows. Certainly all of Moscow is kind of mystified by today's events. There are several theories, though, one being that it's about getting things done. The elections are just weeks away here. These are parliamentary and regional elections, and there's a lot of pressure to have them appear legitimate because that has big implications for Putin's long-term political survival. If you remember back in 2011-12, the elections were clearly fraudulent, and that set off mass protests. So the Kremlin officials really don't want to see that happen again. So it's all part of that kind of wider process. And then another theory is that Putin essentially is assuming the role of a Soviet leader. He's replacing people who knew him when essentially he was no one. Ivanov, remember, has known him since he was a KGB officer. They've been friends for 40 years. And he formed part of this kind of modern-day Politburo that existed in Moscow. His replacement, Vaina, is essentially a career technocrat who's only known Putin his whole life as Russia's great leader. So it's hard to imagine him providing the kind of counsel in the same way that Ivanov once did.
You know, obviously from here, we're obsessed with Putin's foreign policy. Does this move have any bearing on what's happening in Crimea or Ukraine or anywhere else?
Well, it may not, but it certainly comes at an interesting moment. We've seen this ramping up in the talk coming from Moscow towards Kiev. We've seen essentially the Russians say that they thwarted an armed incursion and broke up an intelligence network that was by the Ukrainians to detonate bombs in Crimea. This is the annexed territory that Russia took from Ukraine that's not recognized internationally. You have Putin talking about essentially some kind of revenge against Ukraine. They've got, they certainly built up along the Ukrainian border with artillery. And I think there's a lot of sense that this is a risky moment. It's not really clear what Putin wants, if it's to essentially keep the military option open or to force new changes in this Minsk peace process, which has kind of limped along over these past several months.
And tell us about Vaina, the successor.
Well, Vaina is 44 years old. He was born in Estonia. At that point, it was part of the Soviet Union. His grandfather, in fact, was the first secretary of the Communist Party in Soviet Estonia for a decade. So he comes from this kind of prominent Communist Party family. But essentially, he's a technocrat. He's a guy who's just there to kind of keep his head down and work.
Why is he called Mr. Umbrella Man?
Well, that's unfortunately, Mr. Vaina was caught in a picture holding an umbrella over Mr. Putin during a rainstorm, some kind of official event. And I think that's sort of become to already define his role in the Kremlin at this point as sort of a yes man. Again, that's the difference between Mr. Ivanov, who was one of Putin's trusted advisors, and Mr. Vaina, who's there to essentially agree to whatever Mr. Putin says.
What have you seen in terms of reactions to this? It's making a splash, but anything in social media?
You know, Russians are always very funny and quick with these kind of comments. If you take the Russian spelling of Vaina and Ivanov, it's been pointed out that it's an anagram. So essentially these two men are replaceable or interchangeable. Then also the fact that Vaina, which is, as it's of course, an Estonian last name, which has Finnish roots in the language. And if you plug that in Finnish, it translates as persecution. So maybe not a good sign.
Oof. Reporter Charles Maines with his finger on the Kremlin's pulse. Thank you.
Thank you.